Today we're going to continue the Mishnayos in the second parak of Maseches Brachos, and today's Mishnayos are Mishnah Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav picks up from where Mishnah Hay left off. Mishnah Hay was speaking about how Rabbi Gamliel said Kriyat Shema on the first night that he got married, even though really a chasson is potter from Kriyat Shema. And he had said that I just can't bear not to be Mekabel Olmach Shemaim even for a single night. So Mishnah Vav tells us another story where Rabbi Gamliel did something that seemed to have been against his own psak. So Rachat Zayla Rishon Shemesa Ishto, the first night after his wife died, and he's an avel, he's not allowed to bathe, it's one of the Yisurim of Avelus, he took a bath on the first night after his wife died. A wife is, while not a blood relative, is certainly one of the Zayin Krovim, and in a certain sense in Halacha, is even closer than the other six of the Zayin Krovim, because when it comes to a wife, we have a principle called Ishto Kigufo that applies in Hilchos Nedarim, and in other places, in Hilchos Eidus, whereas by other Krovim, they're somewhat removed. They're a relative, but they're not you yourself. So Ishto is even a closer relative. His wife died, and he took a bath that evening. So Amalo Talmidav, his Talmidim said to him, Loli Matan Rabbeinu Sha'avel Asur Lirchotz, didn't you teach us that an Avel is not allowed to bathe? Amalahem, Eini Kishara Kal Adam, I'm not like everybody else. Istinis Ani, I'm an Istinis. And the Bar Tanur explains, Istinis is the Lashon of Kar Umetzoning, Lashon Tzina. It's a Lashon of Tzina. Istinis is the Lashon of coldness, and therefore he has tsar if he doesn't bathe. So what, that it causes him tsar? You're allowed to violate his serum just because it causes you tsar? So says the Rav, says the Bar Tanura, the ein osur bimei evlo ele rechitza shel ta'anug. The only thing that's osur for an avil to do is to bathe for enjoyment. But if a person is bathing just because otherwise they'd be in terrible tsar, then they're allowed to bathe. There are stories abound about various Gedolei Yisrael, whether it be the Ragachever or other Gedolei Yisrael that learned Torah while they were sitting Shiva, and were asked, how could it be that you're learning Torah while you're sitting Shiva? And they said that that halacha, that you're not allowed to learn Torah, is that you're not supposed to experience a great sense of simcha. But an avel has no obligation to be in tsar, and therefore not learning Torah causes me tsar. So they took a page out of Rav Gamliel's book. The Rav Gamliel says that not taking a bath for me, because I'm such an istinus, is it would be a great tsar. It wouldn't just be that I'm withholding enjoyment from myself, it would be a great tsar. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi, but there are many poskim that say that we can be much more makel than the normal dinim of bathing during Avelus than the Mishnayos and the Shulchan Aruch is, because the Shulchan Aruch was working in a time where most people didn't feel tsar if they wouldn't bathe for 30 days. And strictly speaking, the Medina de Shulchan Aruch, an Avel for the first 30 days, not just Shiva, for the first 30 days is not allowed to take a hot shower. No, it seems that most poskim do not assume that that we practice that way, because again, that would be a great tsar for us. So there is a remnant of this halacha of Rabbi Gamliel, that if it's a tsar, that's not something, an avil doesn't have to experience tsar. An avil is just not allowed to indulge in some sort of extreme pleasure. So this is a sense of being an istinus. The Tosfos Yom Tov points out that the lashon of istinus doesn't really sound like tzina. Tzina is with a tzadi. Istinus is with a samach. So the Tosfos Yom Tov quotes from the Rambam, yeah, that vezenim tzaharbe bilishonos. Sometimes you have words that are interchangeable, letters rather, within words that are interchangeable, and it could be that tzonein and istinus have the same basic shoresh. But that's why Rabbi Gamliel took a bath. Next Mishnah Zayin, ukshemes tevi avdo, when tevi, his eved, Rabbi Gamliel's trusted servant died, kibel lov tanchumin, he was mekabel nichum avelim about his eved. So amar lo talmidav, his talmidim said to him, again, here's a third example where they said, what you're doing is against what you taught us. Loli matan rabbeinu, didn't you teach us she'ein mekabim tanchumin ala avadim, that you don't receive nichum avelim when aved passes away? Amar lahem, and he responded, ein tavi avdi kishar kal avadim kasher haya, my eved tavi is not like the other avadim, he's an eved kasher. So even though typically speaking you're right, you're not supposed to be mekabel tanchumin, but this is an exception to the rule. My eved is a different kind of eved, and therefore I'm allowed to be mekabel tanchumin. Rabbi Kiveger points out in his Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger that forget about the fact that he was an eved, you're not mekabel tanchumin al rechokim, that you're never mekabel tanchumin for anyone other than one of the shiva krovim, one of the seven relatives. So is eved, even if he wasn't an eved, and even if he wasn't kosher pasul whatever, he also wasn't a brother, sister, father, mother, son, daughter, or spouse. So of course you wouldn't be mekabel tanchumin. So Rabbi Kiveger points out that the Yerushalmi says that she talmido chaviv kibino, that here in halacha we say that a talmid is like a son, and therefore if a person has such a relationship with a talmid, then that talmid takes on the halachic status of a son, in that you're allowed to be mekabel tanchumin for a talmid. Elamai, for an eved you shouldn't be, but if the eved is a very special eved, like Tavi was to Rabbi Gamliel, then he's allowed to be mekabel tanchumin. The Gemara tells the stories about in Masechta Sukkah, how Tavi would sleep under the Mishnayos, rather tell us that he would sleep under the bed in the Sukkah, and Rabbi Gamliel would say, look, my eved is such a brilliant eved that he understands that an eved is pater from Sukkah, and that's why he's sleeping under the bed, because he knows that when you're under the bed, it's as if you're not in the Sukkah, and he's therefore leaving room for people who need to be in the Sukkah, and he was therefore demonstrating what a Talmud Chacham he was. So he was a serious person, a serious Talmud Chacham, this Tavi, this Eved of Rabbi Gamliel. So again, to quickly summarize, Mishnah Vav told us that Rabbi Gamliel took a shower when he was in Avelus for his wife, and he was allowed to do so because he was an Istinus, and Mishnah Zayin told us that Rabbi Gamliel received Nichum Avelim for the death of his servant Tavi, and he was allowed to do that because of it, not because Rabbi Gamliel was different, but because his servant was different. This fellow Tavi was such a special person that you're allowed to be Mekabel Tanchumin for someone like that. So Be'ez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up with the last mission, the Perek, with Mishnah Ches.